You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Base your faith entirely on the Word of God. I said I'm healed because the Word of God said so. I said, you see, I said that I believe that I receive my healing. That's what I believe I receive. If I had it, I wouldn't have to believe it. But I don't have it yet, so I believe it, and that'll bring me to the having place.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I said, Mr. Devil. Because I knew that's the devil. I mean, somebody said, how can you tell? Well, anything that's doubt, that would make you doubt the Bible, if it comes out of the pulpit, it's the devil. I said, it's the devil. I mean, what I mean by that, the devil's behind it, you understand. I didn't say this of the devil. I said the devil works on them unconsciously and sometimes even consciously yield to him and say what he wants them to say instead of what God wants them to say. Are you listening? Anything that's doubt, anything that's unbelief, is the devil. Now just recognize that right off and don't accept anything else. I said, Mr. Devil, I did not lie. Yes, you did. You said you're healed and you're not healed. Don't you know? Now the devil even quotes scripture sometimes. Now if you don't believe it, you turn on radio programs, a lot of them. See if you don't. Amen, that's the truth. He quoted scripture to Jesus. Don't you remember him doing it? The devil said, you know, the devil said to Jesus, first of all, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be turned into bread, made bread. Jesus said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Secondly, Satan took him upon, set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, cast thyself down, for it's written. Satan said it's written. I said, Satan said it's written. He's quoting scripture to him. He'll give his angel charge over thee concerning thee, lest thou dash a foot against a stone. Jesus said, it's also written. Sometimes you have to tell the devil it's also written. It's also written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now the devil said to me, don't you know that it's written that all liars, and it is over there in the 21st chapter of Revelation, all liars shall have their part in the lake. Any other time he had denied there is a lake of fire. With the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. And you lied. You are not healed. Look at your body. Feel your heart. You are not healed. I said, Mr. Devil, first place, I'm not a liar. You are. I know you are because Jesus said you were. He said you're a liar. Secondly, I did not say I'm healed because I look like it. If I'd have said that, I would be lying. I didn't say I'm healed because I feel like it. If I'd have said that, I would be lying. Don't build your faith or base your faith on feelings or looks. Base your faith entirely on the Word of God. I said I'm healed because the Word of God said so. I said, you see, I said that I believe that I receive my healing. That's what I believe I receive. If I had it, I wouldn't have to believe it. But I don't have it yet, so I believe it, and that'll bring me to the having place. I believe that I receive. And that's what Jesus told me to do. And I said, in case you can't read, I'll just read it to you. And I read Mark 11:24 to him and put him on the run. And I began to say, thank you, Lord, because I believe I received my healing. And to make the long story short, within the hour, I was standing out of the bed on my feet. And every symptom had disappeared. Every symptom disappeared. And this August, you see, that's 34. This August, 46 years will have come and gone, and I'm still healed. And you know, I haven't even had a headache. Since August of 1933, the last headache I had. Glory to God. In all of these 46 years, I've never had the flu. Something's going around. Some folks said, aren't you afraid you'll get that? Certainly I'm not going to get it. What do I want with it? Doesn't belong to me, doesn't belong to God, didn't come from heaven. I only accept things that come from heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I've proven over almost a half of a century that the Word of God works.
Amen.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Faith works. Let's go in a little more detail. I haven't got to the message I wanted to get to yet here. My. Just, amen. Hallelujah. All right. For she said, if I may but touch your clothes, you shall be whole. And he said, unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Now, do you see it? Do you see it? What she said is her faith speaking. What you say is your faith speaking. Now, in other words, what he's saying is identically what this woman did, whether she really knew what she's doing or not, was identically what Jesus teaches here in Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23, remember that Jesus said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. Well, now, in this case, the mountain in her... Someone say, is he talking about a literal mountain? Well, it could work there, but who wants to move a mountain? I don't have any literal mountains I want to move. He's using it as an illustration. And they get off on that and miss the blessing. Bless their hearts. I feel so sorry for some people. They just live up here in their noodle. That's their head around, you know. Amen. That's it. They never get beyond that. They live there in that thing, you know, while the rest of us, praise God, are in God's green pasture of blessings rejoicing. But they're trying to figure it out. Well, now, did he really mean a real mountain? Yeah, I guess maybe he did. Well, if we had that kind of faith, we could move a real mountain, go on and miss the whole thing. Let's just say it like this, and I think we can get it. Whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, it shall be whole. And he said, daughter, thy faith is made thee whole. Can you see it?
Amen.
You see her faith. You see, what did she get? She got what she said.
Amen.
What came to pass? What she said came to pass. In other words, there is a sense in which you can have what you say. Now, the qualification is that you don't doubt your heart and you believe what you said with your mouth. You can have what you say. Another way to say it is you are what you say. Another way to say it is you can do what you say. Another way to say it is this. Now, note, whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass, now whatsoever he saith. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And he said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Another way to say it is that confessions precedes possession. She didn't possess anything when she said that. That what she said preceded the possession. The confession of her faith preceded the possession. Or let's say it another way. Folks will get say it different ways. Some people get it here, some people get it. Realization follows confession. Now, folks want to realize the blessing. See? But the confession comes first. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. That's what she believed. That's her faith speaking. And he said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Now, another thing. There's two things to notice about this faith. Notice what he said. Whosoever shall say, not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now notice. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Now believe where? In his heart. So number one, he believes in his heart. Now number two, what else does he believe? See, now I found from experience it's easy to get people to believe because they are believers. I said they are believers. That's who they are. They are believing in their heart, their spirit, the inner man. See? They are Christians. They do believe that. But notice you've got to believe in something else besides just in your heart. Notice what he said. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Well, that means believe in his heart, not doubt in his heart. But now what? That those things which he saith. What are those things you say? They're words, aren't they? See, you believe in your heart, you believe in your words. It's the hardest thing in the world to get people to believe in their words. I think one reason is most of them know their words no good. You'll never find a faith person that's a fickle person. You can't have faith and go back on your word. I mean, even in the natural. I said even in the natural. If you've got your word out on the line, stay with it. Live or die, sink or swim. Amen. Are you listening to me? Because you see, if you promise somebody you'll do something or say you'll do something and never do it, never keep your promises, it'll undermine your faith. Because you can't get, you'll know yourself that your word's no good. And you don't believe in your word. And you'll never get into God kind of faith. Because you see, he believes in his heart and believes in his words. I've always been a stickler for my word. If I got my word out, brother, that's it, that's it, that's it. I'd die, flat die, before I'd change it. If the person wouldn't let me, I mean even in preaching, if I've said to somebody, Pastor, I'll come hold you a meeting, I'll go hold him a meeting. God has led me, and I've had to call some people and say, now this is the way God's dealing with me. But now if you don't see it that way, if you don't release me from my word, my word's my honor, my word's my bond, I'll come because you said come. The Bible said that one of the characteristics of the spiritual pilgrim is he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive, featuring Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and Craig Hagin. Next is Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Also, it's not too late to come to Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester, or you can come in the spring. If you want to find more information about Rhema Bible Training College, you can go to rbtc.org. And if you want to apply, you can go /apply right there. But classes start the day after Labor Day is where registration starts. So, you know, time's running out. But you know what? Maybe God's calling you to come to Rhema Bible Training College, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Yes, it is. If you want to check it out, rbtc.org. And if you want to check out all the things that we have, listen to teachings, read devotionals, watch our live stream, you can go to rhema.org and you can read our Word of Faith magazine. Just anything Rhema, go to rhema.org and check it all out.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his life-changing teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.